आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस: हाई वोटर टर्नआउट ऑफ ओवर 62.37% रजिस्टर्ड इन फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस। स्क्रूटनी ऑफ नॉमिनेशन पेपर्स फॉर थर्ड फेज ऑफ लोकसभा पोल्स टू बी हेल्ड टुडे। U.S. sanctions Chinese and Belarusian companies for providing ballistic missile components to Pakistan. IMD forecasts severe heat wave conditions in Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal till Monday. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeat Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets in Lucknow. A high voter turnout of over 62.37% has been reported in the 102 Lok Sabha seats which went to polls in the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections yesterday. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters from various walks participating enthusiastically despite the heat wave in a dazzling display of civic responsibility and pride. The 102 constituencies are spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. These are from states including Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttarakhand, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur and Meghalaya. One Lok Sabha seat of Lakshadweep clocked in the highest voter turnout, recorded at 83.88%. One Lok Sabha seat of Tripura recorded a voter turnout of 81.62%. Three Lok Sabha seats of West Bengal recorded a high voter turnout of over 80.55%, while one Lok Sabha seat of Sikkim recorded a voter turnout of 80.03%. Eight seats of Uttar Pradesh saw a voter turnout of over 60.25%. Four seats of Bihar recorded over 48.88%. Rajasthan recorded over 57.26% for eight parliamentary constituencies. Five seats of Maharashtra saw a voter turnout of over 61.87%. Five seats of Assam recorded over 75.95%. And all 39 seats of Tamil Nadu recorded a voter turnout of over 69.46% in the first phase. All five seats in Uttarakhand recorded a poll percentage of 55.89%. And one seat in Chhattisgarh recorded a voter turnout of 67.56%. Meanwhile, two seats of Meghalaya recorded a poll percentage of 74.5% and one seat of Jammu and Kashmir recorded a voter turnout of 68.27%. A total of 1,625 candidates were in the frame this phase. Senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Sarbananda Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan, as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Sundararajan and Jitin Prasad, Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath, and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate was sealed in the EVMs yesterday. The Election Commission has thanked voters and the entire election machinery. 56 villages in Chhattisgarh's Bastar and the Champen tribe of Greater Nicobar voted for the first time. The Champen tribe are the indigenous people of the interior of Great Nicobar Island and are designated as a particularly vulnerable tribal group. A large number of first-time voters also participated enthusiastically. In the first phase of Lok Sabha elections in Madhya Pradesh, more than 67% voting took place in a total of 6 parliamentary constituencies. The highest voter turnout was 79.18% in Chindwara, and the lowest, 55.19%, was recorded in Siddhi. More than 70% of votes were cast in Mandala and Balaghat too. In some Naxal-affected areas, voters created history.
In the Naxal-affected Balaghat district of Madhya Pradesh, voting ended 2 hours earlier than in other parliamentary constituencies due to the security reasons. However, there were some polling stations where 100% voting took place in the first 2 hours itself. In Duglai village of Bayer Assembly and Sonavani of Balaghat Assembly, 100% voting took place at 9 a.m. On the other hand, yesterday was the last day of filing nomination papers for the third phase in Madhya Pradesh. Overall, 144 candidates have filed 223 nominations and papers for 8 Lok Sabha seats, while in the fourth and the final phase for the state, 16 nomination papers have been filed so far. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said yesterday, there was a great response for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked all those who voted. The Chief Electoral Officer, CEO of West Bengal, yesterday held a press conference after the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections. CEO Ariz Aftab said that a person loves Sarkar under Rajpur Police Station and another person, Anant Barman, at Lal Bahadur Shastri School, were injured in two separate incidents in Kuch Bihar. Both the injured are undergoing treatment at a local hospital. The CEO also informed that a total of 12 arrests have been made, of which 10 are preventive and 2 are specific. He said that complaints received by the Election Commission, including the C-Vigil app, have been addressed. He added that the Commission received 296 complaints from Kuch Bihar, 162 complaints from Alipurduar, and 125 from Jalpaiguri yesterday. With only a few days left for Lok Sabha polls in Kerala on the 26th of April, the three major political fronts are campaigning in full swing. Today, Union Minister and senior BJP leader Nirmala Sitharaman is campaigning for NDA in Thiruvananthapuram. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi will visit Chalakudi, Pathanamthitta and Thiruvananthapuram constituencies for the UDA campaign today. Meanwhile, CPI National General Secretary D. Raja will campaign for LDF in Wayanad today. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan is campaigning in Vadakara today. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place today. The filing of papers for the phase ended last evening. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Monday is the last day for withdrawal of candidature. Filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls began on Thursday. 96 parliamentary seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. Simultaneously, notification was issued for single-phase assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh for 175 seats and for first phase of assembly polls in Odisha for 28 constituencies. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Silchar Lok Sabha constituency of Assam. Along with Karimganj of Barak Valley, people of Silchar will also vote in the second phase of polling to be held on the 26th of April, when the elections for 5 Lok Sabha seats out of 14 will be held in Assam. More from our correspondent.
After the delimitation of 2023, this is the first election when it is reserved for SC candidates. Therefore, winner and defeated candidates of 2019, BJP's Dr. Rajdeep Roy and the then IMC candidate Sushmita Dev, who is Rajya Sabha member from AITC now, none of them can contest this time. The total number of voters in Silchar this year is 13,74,559, with almost equal male and female voters and 25 voters from third gender. Total number of polling stations is 1,551. A total of 8 candidates are contesting for the Silchar seat. 4-time MLA and Assam Minister Parimal Shukla is contesting for Lok Sabha for the first time from Silchar as the BJP candidate. INC candidate Surjakanta Sarkar is also contesting for the first time. All India Trinamool Congress has fielded Radhishyam Bishash, who may become a determining factor for the final outcome of this seat. Shashwati Bhattacharji, Akashvani, Silchar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
India delivered the first batch of BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles to the Philippines yesterday. According to official sources, the first batch was delivered on board transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force. The Philippines is acquiring the systems under the Horizon 2 of the Revised Armed Forces of the Philippines Modernization Program. In January 2022, the Philippines concluded a $375 million deal with India for 3 batteries of shore-based anti-ship variant of the BrahMos, becoming the first export customer for the joint venture missile between India and Russia. The United States has imposed sanctions on three China-based companies and one from Belarus for providing ballistic missile components to Pakistan. The companies Xianlongde Technology Development, Tianjin Creative Source International Trade, and Grandpect Company Limited from China and Minsk Wheel Tractor Plant from Belarus supplied missile applicable items for Pakistan's ballistic missile program, including its long-range missile program. The U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said these entities were engaged in activities or transactions that materially contributed to or posed a risk of materially contributing to the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction or their means of delivery, including any efforts to manufacture, acquire, possess, develop, transport, transfer, or use such items by Pakistan. The spokesperson said the U.S. is committed to strengthening the global non-proliferation regime by taking action to disrupt procurement networks supporting proliferation activities of concern. North Korea today said that it has conducted tests of a super-large cruise missile warhead and a new anti-aircraft missile in a western coastal area as it expands military capabilities in the face of deepening tensions with the United States and South Korea. North Korean state media said the tests attained an unspecified certain goal. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast severe heatwave conditions in isolated parts of Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal till Monday. Heatwave conditions are also very likely to prevail in some pockets of Jharkhand for the next two to three days. IMD said that hot and humid weather is very likely to prevail over Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema and Telangana, Kerala, Mahe, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till Tuesday. Warm night conditions are very likely to prevail over Odisha and East Uttar Pradesh today. IMD further said that light to moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds is very likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh till next week. Isolated to scattered rainfall is also likely over Uttarakhand till the 25th of this month. The weather agency states that rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds is very likely over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Rajasthan till Monday. Rainfall and snowfall accompanied by isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds are likely to prevail over northeast India till Wednesday. In Punjab, the crops have been damaged due to tremendous storm, rain and hailstorm that occurred in various parts yesterday evening. The Met Department has, however, forecast clear weather today. We have a report.
After the sudden change in weather, trees were uprooted and electric poles fell at many places due to strong winds in the state. Rain and hailstorm, along with strong winds, have damaged crops, especially wheat crops. Wheat harvesting is going on in the state these days, and the wheat crop lying in the mandis has been drenched, while this crop has been scattered in the fields. Sheshu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets in Lucknow last night. Chasing a target of 177 runs, Lucknow overhauled the score in 19 overs, posting 180 runs for the loss of 2 wickets. Today, Delhi Capitals will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Delhi. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. Phase 1 polling in the country yesterday is the top story in most dailies. India Inc.'s Phase 1 fate sealed, reads Hindustan Times headline. Voters brave heat wave, first phase has over 62% turnout, writes The Hindu. The Panya shows a photograph of the iconic Google Doodle with an inked index finger with a caption, Google Doodle salutes Indian democracy. With Rabi crop harvesting at its peak, rain and hail in parts of Haryana and Punjab yesterday has severely damaged wheat crop, reports the Tribune. Iran plays down reported Israeli attacks, writes the Asian Age. And finally, while imposing a fine on Telangana government for its contradictory stand in a case, the Supreme Court has ruled that the earth doesn't belong to man and forests must be protected at all costs, write the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. High voter turnout of over 62.37% registered in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls to be held today. U.S. sanctions Chinese and Belarusian companies for providing ballistic missile components to Pakistan. IMD forecasts severe heatwave conditions in Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal till Monday. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeat Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets in Lucknow. And with that, we end the morning news.